Blog Talk Radio.
I've got lyrical shots aiming at T-Dot, aiming at you all, aiming at you not, uptown, chilling at the corner store, thinking like one when I front a hall for like Castro, Pastor Flow, Master Flow, the lace, whatever you say, it's all old, get it? Yeah, that's what's hard. Everybody coming in here. What's up? What's up? What's going on, man? What's good, Millie? What's up, love? How you doing? April, what's going on? What's good, my brother from another mother? Brooklyn to Cali. What's good, family? DMG. Yeah, situation crazy, man. So we're going to get into it, man. Just please make sure you share that I'm on and all that good shit. Natonia, what's good? Robert, Rel, what's up, Rel? Nina and all that good stuff. All right, man. So, when I was looking at the stuff, right, I had to delete the live last night. All right, but I ain't going to go into all that. I'm gonna recover what I did last night, too. So, let me write that down. You know, I be forgetting shit, right? I got to really write it out. I'm getting old, goddammit. Look. What up, Smitty? Rest in peace to my boy Smitty, man. Rest in peace, Smitty. Rest in peace. I remember seeing that video in middle school. Yeah, I remember, and what's crazy, it came back to me when I was watching. I'm like, yo, this shit do look familiar. But see, here it is. I think this culture has gotten so, I don't even want to say sensitive, but this shit came, that video with him getting his back rubbed and shit, and he kissing, and it's like he looked like he enjoyed it, like, to the fullest. Like, he really enjoyed what he was doing. Like, see, I'm not trying to understand, but I can understand. I understand to the heights where Aries would take it. Like, he has no boundaries. He would take it far just to get those clicks, that recognition, or the money, or whatever. Like, as you see, the things that he do, he would jump over the mountain. There's some other shit that he did with some mature my words, can't be some zesty shit. This was a few months back. It was some crazy shit that he got on the channel. And it lets me know. I think he's crying out for Hollywood to accept him again. So he's going to go to the depths of the sea. Even if it involves him going against his moral compass, he would do it. Or his, excuse me, masculinity. That's the chosen word. He will challenge his own. He will go beyond his masculinity just to fit in again. You know, bro, Pete's been gone for about 6 months. I'm back and we'll support soon. Thank you. You already know. What, you was locked up? You had to turn yourself in. You just came home. You just came home. What's up? My nigga said, nigga, I've been going for like 6 months, man. You know what I'm saying? I just hit parole. You know what I mean? I finished my probation. I mean, you know, a monitor, ankle bracelet. Yeah, right, nigga. What you locked up for? Sitting in an ATM, nigga. Anyway, we gonna get right to it. I'm going to ask y'all to help me with this phone line because yesterday the phone line was acting up, but I have it on now, but I'm going to ask y'all in a little bit, not right now, to, you know, like to do a test call, all right, in a few. Let me go to, I'll do it on Instagram. I'll do that. Oh, I didn't even know, they selling O-Block in Chicago. So Chicago's infamous old block has reportedly been sold and a demolition begins in 2023. So next year, they're going to be destroying the old block. And I'm going to say they should. As much as I understand it, but it should.
Because them niggas out there in Chicago be really violent. And I looked up the article. Let me see if I still have it up real quick. I'm not going to share. I'm just going to look at it. Oh, I X'd it out. But it was saying that Lil Durk was trying to buy O Block. And I know the city council, the mayor, the governor of that district or whatever was like, we ain't letting these niggas keep that. This is the reason why we want to demolish this shit. Because if Lil Durk would have bought O Block, that would be a good move strategically, economically. But come on, man. It would be worse. You understand what I'm saying? So they're going to be demolishing O Block in 2023. Let me look in the chat. Do y'all think that's a good thing? No doubt, Red Bull. You already. What y'all think about that? Do y'all think they should demolish O Block? I think they should, though. You know what I mean? I think they should demolish O Block. All right? Let's go to this nasty-ass nigga. I'm going to go to Instagram because it's more clearer. Well, damn. Well, it is not. It is a more clearer video. Who the fuck? Wagwan. You stupid. You know I'm live, though, right? Fucking crazy. Who is a nutty buddy for real? Oh, where the fuck is this video? I'm sorry, y'all. I just got thrown off by a damn message. Fucking crazy. Here it is right here. Let me do this first. I already put this to You said for real though, that's how all these extra drama started when they tear down the projects and move the neighborhoods they got beef with. Yeah, it's gonna get crazy because everybody gonna be spreading out. I mean, maybe it's a good and bad thing, but I said it before, we can't get mad, man. We can't get mad if we don't treat that neighborhood like we love it. You know what I'm saying? If we don't treat it well, people gonna come in and take that shit or demolish it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if niggas act right, but you can't tell a nigga what to do. You feel me? So that's just how life works, man. So it's a good thing or it could be a bad thing. But I tell you one thing, I think it would be a good idea. So let me show this first. Even though I put this this live to 18 and over, but I want to do this anyway. This is the Fair Use Act. This is pretty much it's the right one, but there's another Fair Use Act, you know, and it has the code words and everything like that. But this is the Fair Use, all right? So let me just say that first. Let me get that out the way. Because, YouTube crazy, man. So, let's go to this video, right?
You really my man. Only got one man, and this be my man. When I say my man, you really my man. And this be my man. When I...
All right. Hey, don't look at that. Okay, excuse me for even letting you see that. I don't know, but do you see what I'm saying? So number one, there's hold up. I gotta go to every spare shit real quick. It is worse. I know you didn't block me. Oh, I'm gonna have to keep scrolling. But while I'm scrolling. Right? While I'm scrolling, I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck how grown you are. No man. And they right mind, no grown ass man. Oh, you look horrible, fam. No grown ass man should do no shit like that. He had a nigga on top of him. He's in a fucking thong or whatever the fuck he's in. a man on top of him, rubbing on his back with his private area where his love muscle could even just even touch your ass. And how are you comfortable with a man on top of you that close to you anyway with damn near no clothes on? Both of y'all rubbing on your back. Who does? I don't give a fuck about no type of money. That's not gonna happen. This nigga got this man's love muscle literally on his ass cheek, huh? And then give him a kiss like it's nothing. Ain't no acting in the world that's gonna make me come out of my motherfucking character to do some shit like that. That's what I'm saying. The things people do for love or attention. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find these skits that he did. I should have did it before I got on. I should have done that. That's my fault. But there's some other shit that he's done. It's gonna trip you out. It's really gonna trip you out. That nigga crazy. Hold on. I might have to really dig because I don't know the name of it, and I know I remember seeing it on his Instagram account. So let me just find that for y'all and let me just show y'all how far this dude would take it. I should have already looked, but that's my bad. We having so much shit going on at one fucking time. That's my bad. So should have better prepared. I take that on the chin for y'all. What is this? I think this is one of them. Oh, this is on... that's Mad TV. No. We ain't talking on Mad TV. Hold on. What the fuck is that? Yeah, I didn't even know this was something. How you feel that though? Go ahead, fucking Johnny T, nigga, not John B. Johnny T, nigga, that's what's up, though. He did his thing, though. Hold up. Damn, LeBron. Fuck. I really need y'all to see this, man. If y'all haven't seen it, trust me, y'all would be like, thank you for finding it. Unless he took it off, but I'm going to have to scroll. It's been a while. I ain't going to hold you. What? Right here. Right the fuck here. Right there. Right there. Look at this shit. Let me see if y'all can see. Right the fuck there. Right the fuck there. Let me share my goddamn screen if I ain't sharing it. Right motherfucking here. Check it out, goddammit. Check this shit. Come on, goddammit. Weirdo. I don't know what's going to hit first. Let me see. I remember this. All right, not this one. That was okay. That was a little bit funny. It was all right funny. But let's continue.
Yeah! What's up, baby? My man. Hey, I miss you, boy. Look, remember Sergey, right?
Of course. How's the name?
Put a little oil and algorithm in once a week. What it is.
Hey, Chase, you don't mind if he, this is kind of a caution. Not so
far. I didn't see this one. I'm just trying to see what this is about real quick. This ain't the one.
What a good one. You trained him well, huh? How's the rolling over and the barking coming on?
Oh, come on, Chase, it's not fair. You didn't blow the bell, baby. Sergey here is what you call a stand-up guy. Sergey, do me a favor. Give me and my man a couple of beats. We got to rap.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wait, hold on. All right. That's not it. But this, I wanted to see what that was about. Let me see what this is about. But this is it, y'all. This is it. I'm just saying I haven't seen this yet. These are the two that I'm talking about, or at least definitely this one. I remember this shit. But hold on, goddammit.
I
roll up on mad niggas with the six. Have them pull their pants down, suck their fist. I'm a gangster, yeah, yeah. I break your jaw like it's glass. Kill a woman's man, have a bumper in the ass. I'm a gangster, what? I keep a gun cocked. I'm the biggest nigga on the block. I love sipping Henny while I'm sucking on the clock. Motherfucker. Represent Hasbro Electronics.
Cut! That was brilliant.
I know.
Great work, man.
I know.
Everybody take five.
Oh, God, this is amazing. Once this video starts generating hits on YouTube,
you
we completely won't get that promotion.
Ooh, I'm so proud of you. This is such a brilliant idea, baby.
Oh, I can't believe we got home on the fuck. I mean, the guy's multi-platinum. Y'all smell that? That's called greatness, niggas. Bring it in. Smell it. Smell it. Get it while it's hot. My little monkey boy over there.
He's such a professional too, a real class act.
Pass the blunt, nigga. This ain't gonna be the only thing you sucking on, you hear me? Nigga, go give me some of these. What's so? Gingerly like. Come on, y'all, taste greatness. It don't happen often. Taste it. I'm gonna get it.
That's not... Yo, that's...
Jump if you got to, nigga. Get it.
That's,
taste it.
Yo, son.
One more time.
That's not...
That's right, Sherman. How you doing? Oh, my
God. Oh, no. I haven't seen this one. Oh, shit. That's not... Why would you even do all that? That nigga said, that's right, Schobert. Yo, this nigga... Yo, oh, my God.
Good to meet your parents. Thank you. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, you better be.
So, tell me something. Isn't that your little booze thing being hit on by Jacob over there?
Listen, I am in a committed relationship, Jacob, and I don't care how big your cock is. Stop flirting with me!
Hey! You flirting with my big daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker. Damn. You trying to party by number one, motherfucker?
Okay, no, you totally misunderstood, okay?
He said he wanted to take me in the bathroom and rail me.
You said what?
No. He said he's gonna rail him in the bathroom?
No. Please.
Get your ass off me. That's 100% Bobcat. You know how much I love this big, thick, milky, white, gleamy motherfucker. Nipples as big as baby toes.
Oh, I love it when you defend my honor, homo thug. Teach that white nigga a lesson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, y'all.
He takes a prisoner as a hedonist vacation for a nigga like me. All I do is fantasize about prison dick with
that's
HIV
not...
in it. That's just breakfast meat biscuits.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna let you go this time, but only because you're cool with my girl, Dina the Dyke. Yeah. Hey Jay, bring my car around, fool. Let's go home.
Pull the car. Pull the niggas up ahead. No.
Yo.
Wait, guys, where are you going? Come on. Ah! Come on, you said you had a deal with Stanko. I can't go. I need you.
That's some fruit bullshit, but that was kind of funny though. I don't even want to repeat what the fuck he said, man. Yo, he's a dickhead. That was funny. That was alright, but in all seriousness, that's some fruit ball roll up shit. You know what I'm saying? So that just lets you know I'm not finished. I'm gonna play some more, but It just lets you know how far niggas are taking, all right? And the phone line's open, too, but we're going to go back to it right now, all right? Yeah, that nigga says 100% Bobcat. That nigga's stupid. That nigga said nigga nibbles, like, look big like baby toes or some shit. That nigga retarded, son. You need help, son. Anyway, y'all niggas is crazy. Let's go back.
I roll up on mad niggas with the six, have a pull it
back. Sorry, bro. Now, check this shit out right here, man. This right here is some other shit. That nigga's stupid. Real for real.
I can't take being locked up, man. I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown in here.
And the ongoing rape noises. It's intolerable. You got prison booty, baby. Yeah, that's what I like it up here.
You see what I'm saying? That's some other shit right there.
You know when my body gets real, my nuts feel like Doritos. Keep taking. You got that prison food in the face. That's right here, I call it.
Oh, yeah. Ripping the balls. You just coming out. You came already? What kind of prison nigga is you? Well, you ain't got no goddamn discipline. That's your problem. I gotta stay my black ass at home with faggot Eddie's ass. Then I give you specific directions to come to my hand when I bust a load in your ass.
Homo thug? What the fuck are you doing here?
My publicist said my street cred was getting low. So it'd be good if I came in here on a gun charge or, you know, get shot or some shit like that. So, I shot myself in the ass.
Oh, we don't need to see it.
Good. Shit felt good as a motherfucker. Wait a minute. Who the fuck is you?
I'm,
Wait. You the motherfucker from the video shoot that Dita the Dyke told me to go kill.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I should wait. Both you motherfuckers. Raw. Nigga, get the fuck off me. Sit on the toilet. Oh. I should fuck both of y'all on your ass to some Frank Ocean music with a bottle filled.
No, it was Marissa.
Yeah.
She's the one that made you angry that day, not me. You remember her. She's the hot chick.
Marissa. Yeah. You might be right. She was a bitch. And I definitely remember who she is.
Really?
Yeah. She was the bitch that Dina brought over to the crib that night.
Wait, over the crib? Dina the Dyke brought Marissa over to your house?
Yeah. Dina had been stalking this bitch in the nightclubs for a minute. Got the bitch all roofied up and shit. Was gonna bring her to my crib and put her on the rape bed where she could rape her. You see, I have a rape bed.
Okay, I'm sorry. What happened with Marissa?
That was pretty sober that night. So I remember it pretty clearly. But she was fucked up. Took a minute to pass out. More than most. But prior to that, she kept rambling on some shit about some deep, dark secrets.
What do you mean, secrets? What kind of secrets?
I mean, she kept talking about some elaborate plot to seduce some Indian motherfucker, a Mahaldra. Some shit like that. She said she wanted to get him to marry her, steal all his business plans so she could become a billionaire.
Amit Mahatra is the greatest business mind India's ever known. She had no idea who he was before me. She doesn't even know what he looks like.
Bitch.
Interesting. Francis. Silver.
You just made bail. Step back.
One more time. Thank you so much for that inside info, man. You have no idea what you mean.
You got it. Send me your draws.
Yo,
I love going down on black men because they dicks taste like menthol.
Yo, you see what I'm saying? Yo. Oh, man. See, now, I know some of y'all is like, right, I feel you, the quench. I feel you. Some of y'all going to feel like, this is sad. Just like my boy said, that this ain't real. Now, at the end of the day, even though it's, to him, it's art, it almost made me think, like, is that your inner you to even go that far to do? What show is that going on? So, that been on his Instagram account for a while. That's why I said I remember seeing it for a while. It was probably like last year. It's been a long time. What show or platform that is going on? Is it going to be another Mad TV Part 2? Mad TV Part Duh? You remember that? Part Duh? Whatever the fuck from that movie, Top Gun, Part Duh? Whatever. Anyway, that was corny, but I just hope you understood. Anyway, that has to be your inner you. You will pay money. You will write. You will think. You will reenact. And how many times that you did that part, because you know they have so many takes to do before they be like, you know what, that's the one, we're going to keep that. Like, is that your inner you? Because you're doing some homo thug stuff. That's the name, homo thug. You talking about sucking sausages and shit like that. Like, who does stuff like that? So that's why I was saying, the nigga, he will go to the highest top of the mountain and jump off just for them clicks. Just for that light, just for somebody to be like, you know what? Me and my friend, Lauren Dick Harry, we would like to sponsor. We would like to invest in you. Okay? Only for the rainbows. Are you down with that? I'll do it. Like, it's like he's looking to do stuff to get that phone call or get that email that, hey, I want to work with you. He already said I'll play that for you right now. I'm pretty sure y'all seen it already.
I can't take.
All right, let me open and because I want to stay. I can't play it again. Let me see this one. I don't want to play this.
Just give it up, Alex.
All right, yeah. Let me play this other one. Let me play this. Hold up. Let me play this one.
Just give it up, Alex. 30 down for accepting the promotion.
Shut up! It's never too late.
Homo thug. Homo thug?
Where'd you get that? I pulled it out of my ass.
Shit. What are you doing out there, man? Come on. Get me out of here.
It's not working. It's working.
Working,
man.
You
gotta shoot it, man. I'm jamming it.
You gotta
jam it.
Shoot it?
Come on, you gotta put it back into it.
Come on.
Hey?
Come on.
You see? Do you see what I'm saying? Now, I'm not gonna act like this dude don't have no talent. He does have some kind of talent. And to be truth be told, I'm sorry to stop it there, but I know y'all wasn't feeling that either. I never seen this one before. The one with in jail, that's the one I seen. I haven't seen this one before. So it goes to show you, like, how far he would take it. His comedy is not – he got some good-ass comedy. We got to give it to him on that. But this right here is out of hand.
In there, come on.
You know, when you squeeze your butt cheeks together, your wrist gets stronger.
Yo, that nigga –
that shit ever, right?
Yo, I don't know why I'm laughing, man, but that shit ain't right.
Oh, I'm about to put my dick so far up your ass, you're going to have two tongues.
What? Alex, help me, please! Alex, come on! Please, please.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
No,
shower, nigga.
No, 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 no.
Please, me, fight, nigga.
No, come on, come on,
please, don't. Shh,
don't
bite it, invite it, nigga, invite it.
Oh, what's up? Come on, man, just let him go.
I don't know too much noise.
No, no.
First, I'm going to fuck you, then you're going to do my taxes.
Check out.
I'm gonna fuck with the strength of an upset Dr. King and all that.
Oh,
imagine Hanukkah every day. Ass, and you're gonna be grand last.
He's got a small dick anyway. Trust me, I've seen it. You're not gonna like it.
Oh,
please. Oh, please. Oh, please.
You nice.
This is for YouTube purposes, so I gotta be careful. You know, even with that jail scene, I'm gonna know his ass is sticking out, so I gotta be careful. So most likely, this live is gonna be deleted as well.
Enough is enough, man.
It's got to be the first Jewish motherfucker I ever fucked with that was uncircumcised. It looks like it got a turtleneck around it.
Yes, fair use, but hey.
Come on, let's go. Stop it. Come on.
What tastes like catfish? So you ain't got to be a big fan of hip-hop. Everybody know who Homo Thug is. You know I got the number one song on the radio right now? It's called I Eat Dick Up.
Come on, babe. I'm the bachelor party. I'm going to have a whack-a-pack alone.
Thank God.
I don't want to eat the dick up.
Shut up. Hey, Dina. You should have seen the way I was working that little Indian nigga. I'm killing.
Whatever. I need a fucking drink. It really hurts right now.
What's wrong,
baby girl? You ever been fucked out of retardedness? Think about it.
Just give it up.
Yo. Hold on. I know that Illis Rude Boy Top Shotter is like this. Just sucking their teeth and pulling their gums in between their teeth and damn near swallowing their gums. That's how hard these motherfucking Jamaicans are sucking their teeth right now. They're out of frustration. See the vein in their motherfucking. See their temple poking the fuck out right now. You see that shit? That's some real... See, he's doing it with a whole bunch of other people that's not melanated. So I'm really trying to be careful, right? You see that? When you be around that particular type of crowd, they will let you, they will make you feel comfortable. I'm not saying all of them is like that, but they definitely is like, that's fine with me. Come on, I'm being it. Hey, don't worry. Hey, I suck a dick, come on. You know, so I just feel like he's too comfortable And I think that's something that maybe that's his inner self to do some shit like that. And again, somebody say they don't find him to be funny. He's okay. His stand up is pretty good. But yeah, more frustrated than funny. I just don't understand. I would like to know y'all thoughts. The phone lines is open. We're gonna talk about some more shit tonight. So y'all just hold on. I want to say thank you to August for showing some love to the platform. I definitely appreciate it. You know, if anybody would love to donate, please show some love to the platform. Let me say, in my opinion, these comedy skits from Spitz is his comedic style. All comedians have a comedic style. He created the character Homo the Thug, either hit or miss. I say pay up or move on. Hey. Yeah, you need to say Sasha's part of Pomona. Like I said, everybody has their own style. So it all depends. If it's always somebody for somebody. It's always a crowd for somebody. That's why, like he said, he had to have a 9-to-5. I think he said never or since he was 13 or 14, 15, whatever. So this nigga is still being booked. So regardless of how we look at it, he's still being booked. What's up, Aya, what's up, sweetie? How you doing, sweetheart? And see you in a minute, love. What's going on? Debo the God was goody. Let me open the lines real quick, and I'm going to play the other video where he was emotional and shit like that. Matter of fact, let me type it in. We're going to go to Corey Holcomb, so I ain't forget about him. 527-619-34-N. Can somebody do a test call for me? Why put 347? It's not 347. It's not 347. God damn it. 527-619-3-1-8. Can somebody do a test call for me, please? Because last night this shit was acting up. So please, can somebody help a brother out real quick? It was another video. Let me go to that right now. I'm starting to think I'm having allergies. I'm not even going to hold you, y'all. Hold on, I'm going through my history real quick. Hold on. It's right. Alright. Alright, I got that.
Give it up,
Al. Let me go here. That's some other shit. That's some other shit, man. All right, let me just play this real quick. He was emotional and shit like that.
And I'm going to tell you something. As much as I'm nervous, as much as I, in the back of my mind, because I already felt like my career was over before all this. I thought I was blackballed and my shit was over. But I always said I felt like I was one thing away from the turnaround. But now with this, I'm almost certain that Tombstone is written. But something, and maybe this is me being naive, maybe this is me being corny, but from the day my mother had my back and groomed me into this thing called showbiz, I believed everything she said. I believed every word. I believe she's the reason why I'm here. So if the woman whose body I came out of says I'm right? All right? And I'm going to tell you something. As much...
you feel like that his career may be over. I mean, if you look at how you operate and what you've been doing, then eventually something's going to happen. So that turnaround, you don't know. But I will go here and play this for y'all, okay? This is what he said right here.
Yo, what up, it's your boy, Aries Spears. Hey, yo, real quick, I'm going to just say this and then I'm done. This is how much of a hypocrite Corey Holcomb is and how mad he is and how bitter he is and how much he's holding on to the past bullshit. So now he's ripping me for the Lizzo shit. But go back in his archives. He ripped Lizzo 50 times harder than I ever did. But now he's sticking up for Lizzo? That's how mad Corey is. That's how bitter he still is towards me. even though I, on Vlad TV, gave him love. Said, yo, man, let's let bygones be bygones and pull the bullshit to the side and let's try to squash it.
256, hold on. I got you. Hold on, area code 256.
Come on, man. Hypocrite. He done beef with everybody. It's you, nigga. Yo, what up, sport?
Let me do this test phone call real quick. We got area code 256. I don't, what area code is that? Hello, area code 256. This nigga sounding like Trader Truth. What's up, family? Talk to me. Can you hear me?
Yo.
What's up, man? Everybody, can y'all let me know if y'all can hear him, please? Press one if you can hear the man on the phone. How you doing, sir?
Yo, already, man. This Red Bull 357, my brother.
Red Bull, where you calling from, Red Bull?
Yeah, Alabama, man. North Alabama, bro. Born and raised, man.
Shout out to Alabama, goddammit. All right, so people can
born and raised, man. I'm just tapping in, man, doing a test call, man. I see Thing Mega still with you. And, I've been MIA for a minute. And, I really just called in and get an update with your little twin, man, because I've been gone for a minute. And uh-huh. I'm just hoping, you know, things have got better, you know, and you see your son a little more. Because
my son's over here. I've been missing, you know, he's good. My son's been over here.
Hold on, you're breaking up on me. Say that one more time, bro.
I said everything is good. I've seen him.
Good, man. Blessing, bro.
That's good. So, yeah, we good. So thank you for thinking about that, man. If anything, do you have anything since you're on the phone? What's your thoughts about this shit right here? With Ari Spears and all that. What's your thoughts before I let you go?
Yeah, that nigga trash, bro. That nigga trash, man. I mean, bro, it's like this, man. No matter what nobody say or do, I mean, the nigga's character is trash. And I mean, I can't even understand how. You know, I saw the Corey Holcomb thing in regards to him blaming Ari Spears and then, you know, taking the weight off of Tiffany Haddish. But it was always something about her anyway that didn't rub good with my spirit, man. So she just as guilty as the cameraman and everybody else that helped produce them quote-unquote skits. Man, that's sickening, man. I mean... Dog, it's sickening, man. I mean, it's bad, man. It's real bad, man. It's real bad. It's horrific, man. I mean, I can't even find a word to describe that. It was hard for me to even get through the videos, the little skit. It was hard to watch that. I couldn't watch it, man. Man, that's horrific, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, I've been fighting for my daughter. I mean, I married my ex-wife when I was 22, and we had a daughter not too long after the marriage. The marriage ain't last long, about 5 or 6 years. But I fought for my daughter's life, man, and her innocence. And now she sees why I did that. You see what I'm saying?
I'm the one
that got the guardian ad litem for my baby. The lawyer for my child, and they dropped the ball.
But
that almost cost my daughter's life.
So,
that's why I had to go away.
Wait, hold that thought. Let me just speak to him for a minute, y'all, because now I remember this conversation. So what happened with your daughter? So I remember you talking about this. So you made me remember now.
Oh, you remember, bro. See, that's what I said. That's why I fucked with you, Mike Larry. That's why I've been fucking with you since Kanika Jenkins, man. I had to delete my old YouTube account, you know.
Wow.
Such a shit I said, and they and I ain't had no subscribers, man, so I don't know why they fucking with me. But I started a new one with the same name.
What finally happened with your daughter? How did that turn out?
So, I'm going to tell you, I'm not trying to stretch this shit out, man, but, hey, big ups to Thing Mega. Thing Mega been with you for forever, you know?
Right,
but anyway, salute to him, Beverly Palmer. I done seen her on other, you know what I'm saying? She fucked with the black two-way community like me. But anyway, we went to court and everything, and she tried to claim that I owe her all this money in regard to child support. We were married, so we had a divorce decree. And in the divorce decree, she couldn't take my daughter like 60, 70 miles outside the radius of North Alabama. And so when she was married to this guy, she trying to take my daughter to Tampa, Florida. And so I'm looking at stuff. I ain't got social media, man. The only thing I got is YouTube. I'm a YouTubian. So I'm getting word back that I'm seeing pictures of my daughter in a bikini at the age of 10, 11, or 12 with her mama in a triple XL shirt at the beach with a hubby, and that's my daughter's stepdaddy. So I wasn't feeling that. I wasn't liking that. I feel like he was trying to prove my baby. And that's my baby. In the, that's me and my daughter, you know, and whatever you call that, the avatar. That's my little baby right there. That's my baby. That's the best part of me. You see what I'm saying? And so I always let her know, baby, you take the best parts of me, and that's what you apply to when you look for a young man. Do not. That's what you take, and that's what you look for. And she applied it. I didn't think she would listen to it, but she did. But anyway, so I had a problem with that. And it's a lot more to the story. I'm not going to go in too much detail. But at the same time, it just, man, it's like, okay. So she took me to court because I contested her trying to take my daughter to Tampa, Florida. So she trying to say I owe her child support since 2009. And I'm like, hold up. I don't owe you no child support since 2009. I might be $7,500 in arrears, but I'm not no 20K in arrearage. So, you know, we did that. The courts found out she lied about that because I had to get with Redstone Federal Credit Union, the bank I bank at out here in North Huntsville in Madison County, and I had to let them know, hey, you're gonna be summoning the court because she trying to charge me for some stuff I've been paying her for. And so once they found that out, they said, okay, you don't owe her for this, but what about that? And I'm like, man, she was getting money at the same time, but guess what? I didn't have proof.
Right.
So that's what she got me from that. But at the end of the day, she wasn't able to take my baby to Florida. This is how it worked, man. So I had to go away for a minute. And so while I was away, I got my credit right. My credit went from 530 all the way to 725. And when I got out, the wife I'm with now, we've been married for 10 years. So I got out. I applied for a Capital One credit card. I got it. And then, boom, we started looking for houses. So I gave up on it right before the pandemic. So, and I'm going to court at the same time fighting for my daughter and things of that nature. And so I'm doing all that. And then guess what happened? Guess what happened, bro? I'm with my kinfolk, and we on our way to my crib, and my daughter called me crying. Daddy, you got to come get me. I said, what's going on? So what happened was a stepdaddy closed the door. My daughter went to a room when her mom and her stepdad were fighting, arguing. And my daughter went to her room, he followed her, closed the door and locked it. So my ex-wife, she went and got a knife. So she was trying to get through the door. So once the door got open, she ended up cutting her. So it ended up the officer that was on site, she knew me. Because, you know what I'm saying, we had prior engagement years ago. So, boom. I dropped my kinfolk off because I don't want her to be with me, but she told me, do not come right now. If you come right here and they still here, you're going to be arrested. So I said, okay, but I'm still on my way, so y'all need to get that nigga out the way. So I get down there. He gone. My daughter run up to me. Daddy, run up to me, jump in my arms, man, crying, you know? And it's just amazing, man, you know? And ever since then, you know, me and my daughter relationship, man, it's been great, you know. But I still struggle with stuff, man, you know.
Hold on. Well, I just want to say, listen, because I got to keep it moving. I'm glad that you made it out, got your credit fixed, and, You know, that's fucked up. That's how you got to watch out with these stepfathers and daughters and stuff like that. I just want to say, listen, man, the next time I have this conversation, you can call in. But right now, I got to keep it pushing. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in and all that good stuff, man. You heard?
I really appreciate you, bro. You know, I'm a country nigga, man. We'll talk all night. But, yeah, man, I read it, man. I'm gone, bro. All
right, peace. My nigga Long-Winded, my nigga name is Long-Wind, a.k.a. Moonshine. Nigga, that nigga was sitting on the back porch. Oh, shit, I'm about to knock this shit over. You know how many times I knock this shit over? Oh, my God. Anyway, my nigga sitting on the back porch. Porch, not porch, porch. In Alabama, he's looking at the fucking woods, the swamp, the alligators on the grass just laying there. You know how to be on top of the soil, you just, you know what I mean, on the grass channel watching them, the little light, got his moonshine in that damn glass jar, a bowl of tobacco, chewing tobacco. My nigga, he can talk all night. He got a six-pack. He got 3 six-packs of buff, nigga. Ooh, I make myself laugh. Fuck the rest of y'all, okay? He got a pet alligator called Rufus. I don't give a fuck. Yo, look, man. All right, so we're going to get it. My boy Mike made a good point before I press play. He made a good point saying all that outrage is fake. Niggas don't really care. And I understand what he's saying because if motherfuckers seen it back then and it's been out since 2014, meaning that mind of a pedophile, something like that. That shit, that was out since 2014. That shit with his back getting rubbed, it probably was out before then or maybe after that, but that probably before then. Before 2014, and now we have something to say about it now due to what he said about Lizzo. So that is kind of, you know what I mean? That is kind of fake. Why we ain't seen that back then, you know? Or I don't know. Maybe the right people just didn't see it. It wasn't on Instagram like that. We probably had MySpace, so it wasn't probably really out there like that. I don't know. But you have a good point because if it's been out so long, why are people complaining now? You know? So, I don't know. You have a point. But let's play.
Hey, what up, boy? Aries Spears. Hey, real quick, I'm going to just say this and then I'm done. This is how much of a hypocrite Corey Holcomb is and how mad he is and how bitter he is and how much he's holding on to the past bullshit. So now he's ripping me for the Lizzo shit. But go back in his archives. He ripped Lizzo 50 times harder than I ever did. But now he's sticking up for Lizzo? That's how mad Corey is. That's how bitter he still is towards me. Even though I, on Vlad TV, gave him love. Said, yo, man, let's let bygones be bygones and pull the bullshit to the side. And let's try to squash it. I still respect you as a comedian. Come on, man. Hypocrite. He done beef with everybody. It's you, nigga.
Some people try to say the shit I say and it don't work for them.
Oh, yeah.
Like the gooey raccoon. He tried to go in on Lizzo, but don't nobody like the gooey raccoon. He tried to go in on it.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers got mad at him.
You know somebody that actually made good music, man? Lizzo.
Lizzo? Yeah, bro, have you heard her shit, yo? Like, as a songwriter, yo.
I can't get past the fact that she looks like the shit emoji.
How dare you talk about somebody? It was like, anyway.
No, I get it. I get it. I felt the same way.
Bitch-ass nigga.
You said it.
I mean, like, I don't know Lizzo, and I honestly wish Lizzo well in her career. But I joke about Lizzo because of how bold she is with her body. Like when she went to the Laker game with that thong on, that was a bit
much. I admit, because I'm a huge Lizzo fan. I like her. I like how I guess people are calling it confidence or whatever, but she's very talented. I mean, I've seen her play the violin.
They said she having, Marcus having sweat gland surgery. But yeah, no, listen, I wish Lizzo the best. And that is the truth. Because yeah. I know she's a very talented person. It's just, you know what I'm saying? When we see people with obesity, it's natural to make jokes out of people with obesity. I'm not saying it's righteous. But when you see somebody who's obese in a thong at the Lakers game, you have to joke about that as a comedian.
You said it right there, as a comedian.
That's real. It's like, ladies, who you are is normally the answer to all of your problems.
What do you mean?
Stop acting like you don't know. I hate when girls who like weigh 300 pounds and talking like me and me is. I'm like, girl, have you seen you?
No,
always be like that because you ain't on your game. If you get on your game,
what?
You might be able to be really an attractive woman. You ain't got to work.
Listen, you can be very attractive. Look at Lizzo, who might win.
You think Lizzo is bad?
Yeah, she's really pretty in the face. She's a pretty woman upstairs.
No, Lizzo coming out the bathroom in the morning, coughing. I'm gonna run anybody away. Just
And I know you meant to say no outrage. So he went more in on Lizzo than Aries. So he's making it seem like she's worthless. She's the bottom of the ninth. She is the last. She's the plan B. You know what I mean? You will not be chosen. You know what I mean? Like, she would just settle for any and everything. Like, that's really problematic. You know what I mean? You said it's always the dudes that's the same size of Lizzo talking, though. Hey, I say this even, like, I don't know because I really didn't follow them like that. I never really followed Corey or Aries like that. But if you look at it, this hindsight, they're both self-sufficient. Because I've seen my boy put self-sufficient, he's self-sufficient. I've seen their careers pretty much the same. They both do stand up. I would say that Corey Holcomb had more television roles or movie roles, but his movie roles be like 5 seconds. I mean, like Message, like one of those that Corey Holcomb was gone. But I think that, and that makes sense too, niggas with his size ain't looking for a female like that. No fat nigga gonna want another fat girl. He gonna want this. He gonna want this. The boniest, stoniest, or at least smaller than him to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with females, though. You know. But I just take it. You said a man can get away with being fat. Yeah, it all depends on your style. But I keep it a buck. In reality, far as just how it is, people do look at women for who they are as a person. But if you are a certain size, it's an automatic thought that, excuse me for saying is that, not being used, but like you were settled, you know, and not saying that is necessarily true, but 9 times out of 10, a lot of females who is big don't have self-confidence. Some may do. Everybody, if it's not you, then that's not you, but you can't say it's all. A lot of fat women, some fat women, it's don't have any self-love. They feel unwanted, so they even eat more. When you depress, you eat more. If you stress, you eat, or whatever you do, but mainly your ass will eat. So that self-conscious, that self-love, that loving your all, and just that little bit of attention that you are seeking, that's pretty much it. So a lot of females will, men, some men will feel like you easily to take advantage of. Only thing you got to do is just, you know, give a little sweet nothings. Say this and say that just to even be in her crib to have a roof over your head, or just to smash on them late nights. You know what I mean? Like you really plan Z. If nothing comes through, this is what we used to call it. We used to call it smut hours. Anything over after 12 a.m., 1 a.m., anything goes. Not anything goes, but, you know, the bitches that look, that's a five, a five and less, or a six and a half and down. You know, we try to get that 7 to 8 to 9, them dimes. But, you know, after smut hours, like you, those are the ones that they get called if nobody else is not in there beating it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's fucked up to look at women like that. But if you have experience with some, you may understand that's what it could be due to experience. You know what I mean? You said this don't ever support anything, no shame. But if Lizzo died for health-related reasons, that some people would say they were trying to help. But I think she's trying to get herself together though right now. What Ari said about black people think, feel about, what Ari said was what a lot of black people think and feel about black fat women. You talking about that shit emoji shit? I don't know. I would like to know y'all thoughts on it though. All right, so if y'all want to call in, definitely call in, man. Let me know y'all thoughts on that, man. I'm trying to put the fucking number in again. That shit disappeared. I don't even know how it disappeared. Let me put the number in again. I would like to know y'all thoughts though. Alright. 5 2 7 6 1 5 3. Oh, why didn't save it? Cody written personal. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go ahead. Let me share my screen. One. Sidebar. Two legends can really coexist. What two legends that you're talking about? Maybe it's me. Maybe I come from a, well, I do come from a different era. Just because you've been in the game for a certain period of time, that don't mean you a legend. How is Kodak Black a legend? This is no hate. Can I ask a question? Do you consider Kodak Black a legend? That's the only reason why I saved that video. Do y'all consider Kodak Black a fucking legend? I would like to know. Do y'all consider him a legend? Like, I mean, you may, look, I don't consider him a fucking legend. If you want to call a legend, I will say J. Cole, he's in that lane. He's heading to that point. I don't think he is at the moment, but I think he will become one. Kodak Black is not no fucking legend. He is okay. That's, everybody has their own vibe that they vibe to. He's not my vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying, yeah, I'm sorry. He's just not my vibe. I can't fake that shit. It's not hate. It's just my cup of tea. Everybody has their own. Kodak is top five. In what? Top five? Give me your top five. Debo the God. Give me your top five. Why you think he is your top five? Because he had a good beat and he got a nice repetitive hook in his lyrics. Yo, why don't you call in? The number is right there. Give me your thoughts. Now, I'm gonna talk about this shit right there. Call that number right there, family. Little Baby is dope. I'll say that. I'm gonna say he's a legend, but he's probably a legend in his own town or whatever. I'm talking overall impact. He got impact. He's dope. I said he's dope. So if you feel like he's lyrical, maybe I need to listen to him more. But I don't hear anything lyrical like that. I know I'm probably going to rub some people the wrong way. And just because I'm from Brooklyn, that don't mean I'm just going to name all people from New York. I could just name a few from New York and I'd be cool with that. But I can name Lil Wayne. That's a legend. Bars upon bars upon bars. Bun B. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Three Stacks. Can't forget Big Boy. Big Boy got some shit too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not being biased just because I'm from New York. Nah, there's other down south legends that's better than him. Sorry, Kendrick. Just off rip, Scarface. All I need is Scarface, period. Not to exclude anybody else. Scarface. Are you fucking kidding me? That's bars. That's lyrics. Anybody can put some goddamn words together. I mean, look, again, look, I need me to say this. I'm not a hater. He's just not my vibe. And that's what's up. Like, salute to him. Everybody has a vibe. So we have to respect each other's vibe. If that's your vibe, salute. Ride out to that shit. That's your shit. But I ain't fucking with it. You said Kodak Super Gremlin. What? Super Gremlin was the summer anthem. Oh, okay. I hear that hot shit. Anyway, so y'all niggas scared to call in. I hear that hot shit. Let's continue though. Prince, what's your top five current rappers? Hold on. That's so much shit over me. Yeah, this shit is getting crazy still out here in Mississippi. Who's from Mississippi in here? Who's from Mississippi in here? Press one if you're from Mississippi, man. If you fucking... If your water look like coffee. And that is not even funny. Who's from Mississippi in here? I'm looking in the chat right now. Anybody from Mississippi in here? That shit crazy. But they can send 47 million, excuse me, billion dollars to Ukraine, but they can't help the water system. This is how you know they don't give a fuck about us, period. They got money for everybody. They got money for war, but can't feed the poor, right? That just lets you know exactly how they feel. This is not even a main thing to, this is not even all over the news, meaning far as the help, the urgency, the need to save the people because of this dirty water. You don't even see Joe Biden coming out saying nothing. You don't hear none of these men say, this is an atrocity. This is blasphemy. We need to save the water now. Save the children. We don't hear none of that shit. We hear nothing. Just like Flint, look at all of this shit that's going on. And it'd be only targeting black communities. And I said this before, that majority of the people in Flint is African American. The majority of the people in Jackson, Mississippi is black people, right? white people that be affected as well from this water system is because they living by their means or below their means or by where they at. They didn't have the luxury to move outside of that red line district. You understand what I'm saying? They can't move on up like the Jeffersons or move to that other side of the town where the quote-unquote grass is green. And I know y'all get what the fuck I'm saying. So some of them will be affected by living in a town, a city, or a district that's predominantly black. But the target, the main target, is black people. Because there's no sense of urgency. If this was in a town full of white people, it will be the National Guards there. It will be news coverage all day, every day. Joe Biden will stay there, will stay at the most expensive hotels down there until the water service is clean, filtered out, and is clean water for everybody or for their people. We know that. They won't give us an example because they would not put their people in that position. They will only target us because we are the guinea pigs, man. This shit is really crazy out here. That shit ain't right, man. Let me see again. Is there anybody in here from Mississippi? There's nobody from here from Mississippi. I guess not. Do anybody have family from Mississippi? Yeah, Terrell, so what the fuck is going on? They drinking coffee or that water? Nene, so what's going on? What the fuck is what's popping with them? The number is right there. Y'all niggas scared to call in, but I'm going to keep it pushing now. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, that's crazy right here. I'm not going to lie. I really don't care about the queen. Oh, I wanted to play this too. Check this out. Somebody sent me this.
When electric cars get in accidents, they explode, they catch fire very, very badly because of the lithium batteries in the electric cars. And you can do experiments yourself, folks. Get a lithium battery and unwrap it and throw it into a bowl of water and see what happens.
This is just a regular Energizer lithium battery. And what's inside of it honestly kind of scares me. Just for fun, though, I'm going to open it up, and I've already made a little cut in the outer shell. Opening batteries like this is dangerous, and it's almost always a huge pain, but I was eventually able to pop off its shell. Now I can unroll its insides and reveal the thing that scares me. It honestly doesn't look like much, but it's a bunch of lithium metal, and it's extremely reactive. The metal itself technically isn't what scares me, though, and it's what can happen if it's added to water. Normally, it just fizzles a bunch and maybe lights on fire. In this foil form from the battery, though, it can sometimes be a bit more reactive. I personally had to discover this the hard way.
When electric cars...
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. And you know niggas can't drive anyway, so just imagine you get into a car accident, all that lithium, man. That's going to be a real bad sight. A real bad sight. Like I said, they're trying to, you know, well, it's been sold. So O-Block, the demolition starts next year. So, and that's not far from now. Yo, ain't that crazy? The year is going to be up in 3 months. 3 more months, 2023 is here. I don't know what they're doing to the axis. I don't know what they're doing outside this fucking earth. You know what I mean? I really don't know. But at the end of the day, we are getting old fast. These days is going by fast, family. You hear me? This shit flew by fast, yo. This shit is, I'm about to be 42. Wait, hold on. Damn, how old am I? Shit. 41? About to be 42. I forgot my age that fast. That's how you know I'm getting older fast, goddamn. I forgot that fast. Nigga, December is here already, son. This is summer is pretty much over. Summer is over already. Ain't that crazy? They trying to get us out of here immediately. They have to be fucking with time. Yo, let me say this. This happened to me a few times. Have you ever witnessed time being still? And what I mean by that is you think you will be, just say if you late to somewhere or whatever, and you rushing, it's almost like time stood still for you. And when you get there, look at the time, like, well, goddamn, well, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I witnessed a lot of, I don't know if it's supernatural stuff, but I have witnessed a lot of unexplained things. You know, they definitely fucking with, they've been fucking with the elements up there. They've been fucking with, you know, they got CERN, you know they have HARP, you know they're going into space, or as they say, they can't go into space for the flat earth conspiracies, theorists, time traveling. Could it be the faster the axis spin, the faster the time goes? So these brilliant or geniuses, these think tanks, man, they are doing something up there. They are doing something with the earth, man. They want to time travel. From legend has it that they already been time traveling. You know, so this let me just say this, not to just like kill y'all with it, but this world has been, it's so much magnificent stuff that we can, this it's almost limited. If you can do an out of body experience, if you can like levitate off the ground, and if some people can move objects with their hands, there's footage of things like that. People do have these abilities. You know damn well that niggas is time traveling, meeting with other entities. We can't be the only life force. We are not the only life force. So it's just, I'm sorry to stop it right there, but, look a little deeper to this subject or whatever, but time is definitely moving fast, and somebody is controlling this shit, son. Yeah, David Blaine type shit. Yo, that shit is real. That's, man, I don't want to talk about the stuff that I've fucking seen. Fucking crazy stuff, man. But this dude said this.
If you don't know, now you know. You better pay attention, because in Chicago, starting January 1st, 2023, guess what? Second-degree murder, kidnapping, any of these things are no longer detainable. They will no longer put these people in fucking jail. They will arrest them, take them to court, book them, and let them go. Cash bond no longer exists in Chicago after January 1st, 2023. The purge is here, people. Illinois is going to be the new.
Sorry, I don't know how true that is. I don't know. I don't know how true that is. Sorry, I hit the wrong fucking button.
If you don't know.
I don't know how true that is, but that's crazy, though.
And react to contactless payment by my hand.
You said that's very true. So that is true, sir? Mr. Moose, so you saying that's true? Ms. Devon, YouTuber, so you saying, is that true as well? Wow. Wait, hold on. Let me play that shit again before I play this crazy shit. Hold the fuck up.
If you don't know, now you know. You better pay attention because in Chicago, starting January 1st, 2023, guess what? Second-degree murder, kidnapping, any of these things are no longer detainable. They will no longer put these people in fucking jail. They will arrest them, take them to court, book them, and let them go. Cash bond no longer exists in Chicago after January 1st, 2023. The purge is here, people. Illinois is going to be the new crime capital of the world. You better fucking pay attention and stop calling me a conspiracy theorist.
Hold on, because I'm looking this shit up now. Hold on, I'm looking that shit up right now. Give me, y'all got to work with me. Hold on. I'm looking at that right now. Second degree murders, Chicago just came up. State law released second-degree murder suspects without bail at the end of days. All right, that's CBN. Let me go to Eliza Fletcher murder. Chicago area mayor rips Democrat bail reform to let kidnapping suspect out on zero bail. Whoa. Hold on. That's the Eliza Fletcher murder. Chicago area mayor rips Democrat. Take these damn pop-ups. The shocking murder of the that lady got murdered. Here we go. It says Mayor Keith Pacal called out the Democratic legislator for passing what's been dubbed the 2021 Safety Act, which aims to enact. Which aims to enact extensive reform impacting many areas of criminal justice system at the start of 2023. Come on. Let me get to the meat, the potatoes. It says, okay, here we go. It says, in response to the murder of Fletcher, allegedly killed by Kyota Abstin Henderson, who has a violent criminal past, including a history of kidnapping, Pacal said he felt compelled to speak out against the 2021 Safety Act. He said the legislation will allow suspects charged with kidnapping as well as second-degree murder, drug-induced homicide, aggravated battery, burglary, robbery, and arson to be released on zero fucking bail? What? What? Murder suspect Kyota appeared to court, Whoa, son. There it is. And they're tearing down the old block projects in Chicago. So what does that tell you? That whole fucking city is not safe. It's over. I feel like it's a strategy. It's a strategy because you know why? We are killing ourselves, so you don't really have to worry about them. If they're doing that, you know they're making sure they're moving white people further and further away. So their strategy is going to work. It's going to take some time. They're not rushing. What the fuck was that? Oh, that damn air conditioner. They're not going to rush. They plan their shit. They're going to wait for the right time to come back to that area where Old Town is at, gentrify it, clean up everything in the 70-mile radius, and call it the new block. They're going to clean up because you know why? They're not going to need to do anything to help kill ourselves. They're going to do it themselves. We're going to do it ourselves. We're going to kill ourselves. So, oh, yeah. They drop crates of guns. All the niggas out there to basically kill and shoot each other. Those trains, like I said, on the railroad train, the train tracks and shit like that. Guns for the fucking, trains for the guns, ammo. A lot of the police, that's pretty much their own gang that's allegedly shooting up 100 fucking people and kidnapping and murdering people out there in fucking Chicago. That shit crazy. It's over. You already know it's over for us, but we won't ever be extinct. We are the originators. See, that's the thing. And that's true. We're going to always re-evolve. We like, not to say, we're not roaches, but we just keep rejuvenating. We keep reproducing. But how many more that we have to lose? You know what I mean? I think that this paradigm shift that we need to just wake the fuck up. You know? Yeah, they're going to collect it, the white block. We just need to literally wake the fuck up. Yeah, we adapt. Let's see, that's the strong thing about it, but so it's something that we are missing. We are missing unity. That's what we're missing. We missing a whole bunch of shit. You know what I mean? I think we need to focus on what's more important is that we really need to stop really killing each other, because that shit is right. He's doing diss songs. They think it's the shit to the shit on the dead and write shit on a fucking on a tombstone, piss on a grave. Like, niggas is really on some demon time. Niggas is really doing some extra shit. Like, it don't even make sense. I think that the mind frame has to change, man. And it's not a good look. It's going down in Chicago. It's really going to go down. If it's been worse now, it's going to get even worse. And they know that. What is this? Hold on. Yeah, okay. Do they do that yet? Man, I hope they fucking fix that. I really hope they fix it. Man. Anybody that's from Chicago right now, are y'all planning on moving out? That's what I like to know. All right, if any of y'all would like to show some love to the platform, y'all, please make sure y'all show some love, donate to the platform. That's not going to hurt or kill anybody. All right? Gladly appreciate it. All right? Let's keep it pushing, man, but that's fucked up. That's really fucked up. That's crazy. I thought this shit was a lie.
And to react to contactless payment by my hand.
You see how they...
What's that?
See, you see how he look? You want to do something that's cool. Well, so girls will be like, oh, man, cute. You know what I mean? Like, just anything for attention. But see, they can be happy about it. They can be happy about shit like that. You know why? Because a lot of them is not going to go against the code. They're not going to go against the grain. They're not going to ruffle the feathers. So if black people or people of color or whatever wants to get it or forced to get a chip and go against it, you know they can shoot out some shit. You know what I mean? They can send a signal to where it can release a chemical that can go right in your blood and you will fucking die. The times is here, and I hate to question God. I hate to question the all be all, the Alpha and Omega, the Creator. Maybe he knows something that we don't. But he needs to step in. Right? Don't y'all think so? We already, listen, we know about the population control. They definitely want that. And, you know, they're going to go through great lengths to, you know, basically, that's why I told y'all the influx of these, you know, the immigrants as being long hair and busloads, illegal immigrants. They're not even checking. They're not even evaluating these people to see where their mental stability is at. You could be bringing psycho, crazy, fucking killers here. What was that thing that happened between Mexico and America, when they caught all of those guns that Mexico and America were doing that trading, I'm trying to figure out the name of that operation. What was the name of that shit? Grand Theft Auto or some crazy shit? Do somebody remember that, the name of that shit? I forgot what it was. Do anybody know that operation? This was like maybe... five, six, seven, 8 years ago. Y'all know, remember that shit? But they working with each other. They definitely working with each other, man. And I just feel like we are so distracted that we don't even know how to even, you know, fight this shit. This shit is crazy. God gives free will, and we are not being forced to do anything. We are complicit with what's happening to us, and we work and join the military to keep it all in place. Yep. That's what they did here in Chicago, tore down the projects and moved all them people all over the city, causing chaos in the city. Yeah. Because they study us. They study what we do. They study the mindset. They study how we are as a people. So they know exactly what they're doing. All of this is basically a social experiment. You know, it's a strategy that they know is going to work in their favor. You know, they know it's going to work in their favor. So, and they adjust according to the times, you know. If they need to adjust something here, if they need to adjust something there. But we basically helping their ass out to do all this shit. And this shit is sad, bro. I don't know what else the fuck is going. God needs to do something, I'll tell you that.
Some people are saying that celebrating or minimizing the death of the Queen is insensitive. That may be true, but in my view, it's even more insensitive to saturate our media with celebratory posts about a person who, for many people, is a symbol of genocide, colonization, and all the violent institutions that came with it. She was queen when Britain helped lead the war that destroyed my country. And just this year, she gave a knighthood to one of the main criminal masterminds behind it, Tony Blair. Far from showing respect for the dead, that's basically saying it's honorable to kill hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. And of course, this is just one of countless atrocities committed in the name of a crown adorned with the spoils of war. So in my view, it's totally inappropriate for people to police how victims of colonization talk about the passing of the Queen. And I think it's only right that if we choose to remember her legacy, that we remember all of it. Some people are sick.
Yeah, the people who has control of the media is the ones that's going to dictate what people think. Fuck that lady. You know what I mean? Your program or by or enemies that still want to live with them. Yeah. Hey, a nigga stupid. Nigga said niggas die every day, B. Listen, I'm just glad that, you know, a lot of black people, even African people, even Caribbean people, damn near a lot of people across the globe is not trying to go with what media is trying to push and force down our throats, because evidently that's what they're doing, forcing and pushing down our throats. You just put on the Queen, it's all never positive. You got to damn near scroll through to two or three pages on YouTube or whatever to basically see what everybody else is feeling. People already know that the Queen and that whole crime family, that is a crime family. That is a mafia. That is a mafia. They are a mafia group. Very organized. That's organized crime right there. They are very organized, very strategic, very bold, and will do any and everything to sustain power. What's the name? What's the name? I just came in and fucking, hold on. Charles and the biracial girl or whatever. Even black people, when they got married, I mean, I know Charles, he's trying to, you know, he's a little cool. He's a little cool. You know, even though he did have the swastika. Don't forget he wore the swastika. Don't forget he wore the swastika. Don't forget he knew exactly what that meant. Don't forget he had that picture. Do y'all remember that? Somehow our people choose to be so fucking brainwashed, and just because that black or biracial lady marries the prince, we feel like we won. You see how they was going crazy when they got married? They were so, like, I mean, black people were going nuts. We in there. Like, how? When? Who? What? You see the black mother? Oh, she looks like an everyday black mother. You know what I mean? Like, that make fried chicken, collard greens, curse you out, and send you to the store. And make sure you bring back all my motherfucking change, too. Okay, she like one of them homegrown black mothers. Does that mean we all as a collective is somehow affiliated with this crime organization? We always trying to cling on to something that is not ours. When we know these motherfuckers did us no good. The queen, the king who's about to be the king now, they never apologize for the atrocities they did around the planet. They took from everybody. We are the reason why we were enslaved. We are the reason why they, those criminals that was in the dungeons in Europe that was sent here to the land of milk and honey. You know what I mean? Do what you please. Just give us a percentage of what you find. I will send ships with you. Send ships back to let us know what you're doing over there in the far, far land. And I will tax you. Do as you please. The world is yours. All this stupid shit. We really are. I really don't understand why we think like that. And I just feel like it has to be an aha moment, like the moment of clarity. As I say, we need to have a moment of clarity because, like you said, the 85% is, man, it's a lot of, no, look, that's true. The majority is more people who are not from here because we know what be going on. But there's a small percentage of FBAs that's the 85%. You know what I mean? So, But the majority of us, we are the ones that we be looking at other foreigners and other people like, y'all late. Y'all now just getting that racism. You now just getting what they've been doing to you. We've been on this shit, not even letting up for hundreds of years. We've been, listen, we see this shit coming a mile away. So when this shit happen with other people, like Africans, even though after all that shit, Africans can't wait to get here and be around them. That's psychologically challenged. Who does that? And they will get beat up. And they will go to, they're getting kicked out of Dubai. When they were trying to go to Italy, they were trying to go to Rome, even when the Haitians trying to go through Mexico, they were getting it as beat, slapped, stomped, everything, and does nothing, and still want to be around them, but will be telling their family, don't be around those Akatas. Don't be around those fucking black people. We ain't doing shit to you, dude. Are we beating you up? Did we beat you up and say, you're not allowed? Yo, listen, I'm glad that I'm an FBA, to be honest. I'm glad I'm black American. All right? Look, I hold that with pride. When people have pride about their country and where they come from, salute. I'm very happy to be me. I'm very happy to be a black American because you can't pull the wool over our eyes that easy. A lot of other motherfuckers is too gullible. Y'all niggas is gullible, you know? So, yeah, I seen it, y'all. I definitely seen it. Old World Proves Africa was populated by the indigenous of America. Sent them over to Sierra Leone. Yeah, I heard some things about they even sent some of us from here over there to Africa, to the west coast of Africa, you know? I heard of some things like that. Absolutely. So what? They wrong. Jamaica many years. While I'm on her. Absolutely. And I showed something last night with some of the Jamaicans, but that footage was old. That's when Prince, one of the Prince, the other brother, and his wife went there, and they was protesting when they got off, you know. So, you know, it's just a little, it's a small amount, but the majority, they can't wait. You know, they are bowing down to these devils, man. I think I'm having an off live today. I think I'm having an off live. I'm not really enjoying this live tonight. It's okay. It's okay. It's not one of my best lives. I feel it because I got so much other shit on my brain at the moment too. So this live is okay. I'm not really not really there. Now, this dude was fired, but, I mean, I don't want to say but. Let me see if y'all can see. Can y'all see? Yeah. No doubt, Trigger. I appreciate it. But I'm definitely, I don't know. I don't feel it today. I really don't. I don't feel it today. So this is a little off live today. Maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure. But I ain't feeling it like that today. But, When you see the footage, right, it looks like the kid is being, but the kid is autistic. So by you being a principal of a school, you should understand the attitudes of an autistic child. They act, how they act, how they fare up, how they may be disrespectful. That's why they're in that school, because that kid may need some kind of special care, that may need a power teacher to watch him and make sure he's paying attention, he's cognitive of the work that's being said or what he's reading and so forth and so on, you know what I mean? Put him in one of those special classes where they can evaluate him and see where he's at mentally and stuff like that. So this principal should be aware of the children that he have in the school. So, but as I was looking at the other, you know, the other footage, this was, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all seen it already, but you can see where the kid walked up on him and, like, this is justice, like, how he was moving his hands and shit like that. It looked like he was, you know, saying something disrespectful to the principal. I will say that. It looked like it to me. I could be wrong. But, matter of fact, there's the footage of the mother saying that. Yeah, listen, I know y'all probably see that. I'm buying that fucking life. Okay? In the future. Shit. Pastor White, King Kong was evil. I want to find it with his moms. There was one when I seen with his moms talking about it, but if anything, I'm glad he's fired. All right, this is why I don't trust bitches. Look at this shit right here.
Everybody's shocked, really. People stop you anywhere when they see you've got a double crown, because everyone just seems to love twins. And then when they notice, they're just like, oh, are they twins? And I'm like, yeah. And I go, oh, wow. It's like one spot, one fly. And I think that's so unusual. I've never seen that before. Everyone just seems to be...
having a little thing.
Yeah. Everyone just seems to be really shocked. Because I think not many people have seen, obviously, twins.
No.
Everybody's shocked, really. People stop you anywhere when they see you've got a double crown, because everyone just seems to love twins. And then when they notice, they're just like, oh, are they twins? And I'm like, yeah. And I go, oh, wow, it's like one spot, one fly. And I think that's so unusual. I've never seen...
What I'm thinking, like, is the title or the caption, is the caption wrong? Because, you know, she's not saying what the caption says. Mom 19 give birth to twins, one with different dads after sex with two men on the same day. Is that even possible? Is that even possible? I don't know how possible that is. Is that even possible? Because it's one egg, goddammit. Did two of the sperms, they merged together and, like, you know what I mean? Like, they came and went inside each other and formed one fucking sperm. and went inside the egg or two eggs into the egg at the same time? I don't know how possible that is. Is that scientifically possible? That can't happen. Artificially inseminated? I hear that. I don't know who's calling. Hold on. Yo. Hello? Yeah, I'm live trying to see what's good though. What's going on? You all right? Huh? I'll give you a call when I'm done. Yeah, you stupid. I'll call you when I'm done. All right. Yeah, sorry about that, y'all. Anywho, yeah. I don't know, man. I'm really not feeling this live. I'm not even going to lie. I don't feel it today. Yeah. Not today. I don't know. I'll just say this last one right here.
Throw the queen there.
Queen Latifah?
No.
Beyonce?
No.
Janet?
No.
Mary J?
No.
That's funny.
Lauryn Hill?
No.
Toni Braxton?
No.
Diana Ross?
No.
Tracy Ellis Ross?
No.
Monica?
No.
Brandi?
No.
Maya?
No.
Missy?
No.
The Spice Girl?
No.
Hold on.
Alicia?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of fucking, hold on, my bad, shit. Bring it back.
No.
Beyonce?
No.
Janet?
No.
Mary J?
No.
Lauryn Hill?
No.
Toni Braxton?
No.
Diana Ross?
No.
Tracy Ellis Ross?
No.
Monica?
No.
Brandi?
No.
Maya?
No.
Missy?
No.
The Spice Girl?
No.
Alicia?
No.
Ashanti?
No.
Mariah?
No. Girl, the Queen of England.
Adele?
No.
Who the hell are they talking
about
then?
Girl, the Queen.
One more time, man.
That'd be
crazy,
son.
Beyonce?
No. Janet?
No.
Mary J?
No.
Lauryn Hill?
No.
Toni Braxton?
No.
Diana Ross?
No.
Tracy Ellis Ross?
No.
Monica?
No.
Brandi?
No.
Maya?
No.
Missy?
No.
The Spice Girl?
No.
Alicia?
No.
Ashanti?
No.
Mariah?
No. Girl, the Queen of England.
Adele?
No.
Who the hell are they talking about then?
That's crazy, son. That's funny. Anyway, let me get my ass up out of here, man. Oh, man. I don't know. I ain't feeling this live today. I don't know, I might come back. Not sure, but this one is not for the books. I'll see y'all later, man. Peace.